Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 14th to 20th, 2011. Major stories this week have been the Israeli attacks on Palestinian protesters during Nakba, as well as US President Obama's speech on the Middle East. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protests in a number of West Bank communities, injuring 3 civilians and arresting 7. This week, protests were reported in Belayin, Nilayin and Al-Nabi Saleh villages in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra village in the south. 1 civilian was injured in the leg, 24 treated for the effects of tear gas on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the village of Al-Nabi Saleh, central West Bank. International Israeli supporters marched up after the midday prayers to the land where Israeli plans to build a new settlement were. Troops attacked villages as soon as they left. Later troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into people's homes. In Belayin village, 2 men were injured when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest there. After the midday prayers at the local mosque, international and Israeli supporters joined the villagers. And marched up to the wall, separating local farmers from their lands. Upon arriving at the gate of the wall, soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. Ibrahim Barnat and Mohammed Yassin were lightly wounded, as many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in central West Bank, Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers of Nalin and marched up to the wall after conducting the midday prayers on lands near the wall. Soldiers fired tear gas and sound bombs at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas. At Al-Masra village in southern West Bank on Friday, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters protested against the wall and settlements there. Israeli troops stopped villagers from reaching the construction site of the wall and used rifle butts and batons to push people back into the village. Israeli soldiers arrested 7 protesters, 3 from the local committee against the wall and settlements, and 4 international supporters. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to hold talks with Palestinian and Arab concerned parties over recent US President Barack Obama's speech on the Middle East peace process. Meanwhile, Israeli diplomats rejected Obama's speech as a disregard to Israel's interests. IMEMC's Rami El-Maghari has more.
President Barack Obama believes that both Israel and the Palestinians should go back to negotiations based on a Palestinian state on 1967 borderlines. The US president expected that such a solution is viable if it involves agreed-upon arrangements between Palestinians and Israelis. The new Obama's suggestion is said to have been accepted by Palestinian Authority and rejected by Israel. In Ramallah, PA sources said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would hold meetings with Arab and Palestinian officials over possibilities to move forward with peace in light of Obama's remarks. In the Gaza Strip, a number of political parties, including the ruling Hamas, dubbed the American administration's wish for Middle East peace as merely redundant rhetoric that bears no significance. The parties called on Washington to rather take concrete steps, including stopping Israel's settlement activities on 1967 Palestinian territories. Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressed resentment towards the remarks as shortfall. Israel rejects a Palestinian state on what it terms indefensible 1967 borders. Israel has wanted to keep large settlement blocks within 1967 borders, something that would make any future Palestinian state dismembered. Concurrently, Israeli media reports said that Israel would soon embark on building about 1,500 settlement units across the occupied West Bank. Some political analysts believe that Obama's speech on Middle East peace on Thursday meant to encourage the Palestinian Authority to retreat request to the UN for a recognition of a Palestinian state by September of this year. At the internal Palestinian level, Sources in Cairo revealed that both Hamas and Fatah parties agreed this week on forming a technocratic government that would prepare for general presidential and legislative elections. Earlier this month, the two parties signed a unity deal in the Egyptian capital, ending a four-year-long division. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli soldiers and settlers attacked a number of Palestinians during demonstrations and isolated instances, leading to deaths and injuries. The details with IMEMC's David Steele.
22 were wounded, one critically, in protests against the wall and settlements in Nabi Saleh on Friday, May the 13th. On the same day, three were injured in Bil'in. Roads were blocked to activists travelling Friday to the weekly anti-wall protest in the town of Bil'in. The Israeli military blocked all roads going into the town as a means of minimising turnout for the protest. In protests against Israeli settlement expansion in Silwan and Ras al-Amad neighbourhoods of East Jerusalem, Israeli police assaulted demonstrators with rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas, abducting 34 and shooting a 17-year-old with live ammunition. Palestinian medical sources in Jerusalem reported on Saturday that Milad Said Ayesh, 17, died of wounds suffered on Friday during clashes with the Israeli police in Silwan town. The bullet was fired by a settler of an illegal outpost in the area. The West Bank was closed for 24 hours on Sunday. Israeli police superintendent Luba Samri stated on Saturday that the police detained 20 Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem following the clashes with the army and police in several areas of the occupied cities. Several Palestinians and a number of police officers were injured in the clashes. An estimated 4 people were killed on Sunday on the Syria-Israel border and 5 were killed on the Lebanon-Israel border. 52 were injured in Gaza and at least 24 injured in the West Bank as Israeli forces attacked Palestinian refugees trying to re-enter their former homes in what is now Israel. The day of protest was a commemoration of the Nakba, or catastrophe, of Palestinian dispossession in 1948. A total of 11 peace activists and reporters were detained on Sunday by the Israeli military as they attempted to march to the old village of Al-Walaja near the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Those detained included leading activist Dr. Mazen Konseya, chairman of the board of the Palestinian Center for Rapprochement Between People, the parent organization of the IMEMC. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that the Palestinian youth was killed and at least 172 were wounded on the Sunday due to Israeli military's excessive use of force against the return protests in different parts of the coastal region. On the same day, Palestinian medical forces reported from the West Bank that at least 150 Palestinians were injured by Israeli military fire, while dozens of residents were abducted as the army opened fire at the return protests in Ramallah and Al-Bira on Sunday. Israeli settlers invaded the village of Touba in the South Hebron Hills late on Sunday night. They damaged property and killed and stole livestock belonging to the Ali Awad family. Palestinians from Touba reported that they counted 7 masked settlers who entered and left the village on foot, and they saw 2 cars at the outskirts of Touba near the chicken barn of Maan settlement. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has stated that Israel displaced 149 children through housing demolitions in the West Bank so far this year. The figures show a stark increase on numbers displaced and housing units demolished for the same period last year, more than doubling. The Israeli military carried out incursions into the West Bank on Tuesday and arrested 11 as part of the crackdown in the aftermath of Nakba commemorations held throughout Palestine and bordering states on Sunday. Residents of the Salfit township in the north-central West Bank reported on Wednesday that scores of Israeli soldiers had deployed in the area since Tuesday and declared it a closed military zone. This prevented residents from leaving their homes or going to work or school. Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at night the Madama village south of the northern West Bank town of Nablus and imposed a curfew, placing all residents under house arrest. For IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report was brought to you by Hussam Kassiz and me, Kevin Murphy.